Los Angeles is now in recovery mode after wildfires ravaged the city in January, leaving behind unprecedented devastation throughout the county. Investigators are working to determine what ignited the flames, and a Southern California utility company may hold some of the answers. The LA County Fire Department, along with other agencies, is looking into a possible link between power lines near the Eaton Fire, which serve homes and businesses in the area. Southern California Edison shared new information with the state's Public Utilities Commission this week, including video suggesting their equipment may have sparked the fire near Altadena. The New York Times reported in late January on surveillance footage showing two flashes of light, potentially the trigger that ignited the fire. This is the same evidence a California law firm is using in their lawsuit against the company, claiming the sparks are what ignited the deadly fire in Eaton Canyon, causing destruction within minutes. CAL FIRE reported the Eaton Fire started on January 7th, burning over 14,000 acres, fueled by dangerous Santa Ana winds. Firefighters finally contained the flames, but not before claiming 17 lives and destroying thousands of homes and businesses. Investigators identified the fire's origin near towers owned by the power company. They've requested SCE to preserve the equipment until the investigation is concluded. SCE says the power supply to the Eaton area was normal 12 hours before the fire ignited. Faults didn't appear until after the flames erupted, and there's no evidence of burn patterns or damage explaining the cause, telling the commission. SC has not identified typical or obvious evidence that would confirm association. As the fire continued to spread, SCE cut power to its equipment as a precaution and sent field workers to check for safety issues. However, they noted multiple irregularities within their system, including flashes of light coming from their equipment when power was restored. In a separate report to the state, SCE says the smaller Hearst fire may also be linked to their company. The blaze started the same day as the Eaton wildfire, burning about 800 acres. Investigators are testing the equipment and collecting material from the fire's origin. As of now, there's no official confirmation on what sparked the Eaton fire.